Welcome everybody to another episode of 442. Once again, your boy Christian, and we are back. We are back with the cameras. We are back with the one single camera. But yeah, man, we're back to doing podcasts with a little bit of visuals. So if you're listening to this, I highly recommend you go to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/442. And because today we're going to be doing something a little bit different. We're going to start like a little series, right? Which every week we're going to go to every group, or every week we're going to pick one group of this World Cup that is coming. You know, it's upon us. Basically, it's literally around the corner, a couple months. And we're going to be talking about some jerseys. So, you know, we all talk about a lot of, you know, soccer stuff and like the way teams play and stuff like that. But before we do that, let me do this. You can find me and the show at 442 on Instagram and Twitter. Or actually, on Twitter is 42, just a single 4. And then on Instagram is 442 altogether. But I probably somewhere, hopefully, it will show up on your screen so you can kind of check that out. But if not, if you're listening, you know, you can just check out the show wherever. Don't forget, we're also part of the Dynamo Theory Podcast Network, so you can check out Dynamo Theory as well. And yeah, man, so we're going to be talking about jersey. Oh, and me, you can find me at Chris Putalias on Instagram and Twitter as well. But like I said, we're going to go and instead of going for the soccer side of things and literally just breaking down every single team that's going to be on this World Cup, which would be awesome content, to be honest. And it would be very entertaining to watch videos and just kind of see, you know, tactically where every team is. It would be cool to see that, right? But, you know, it would take a long time to like break down, you know, team by team, name by name. So we picked another fun way to do it. And maybe these, I don't know how long or short these episodes are going to be. But we're actually going to pick these teams by their jersey. So most of these teams, if not all of them by now, they'll have come out either with their, you know, usually every year, or not every year, but like every competition, like, you know, all these international teams come up with like different jerseys, different concepts, different, you know, throwbacks and stuff like that. But this time around, well, obviously we have a World Cup, so obviously everybody's going to get some nice gear to go along with that. So we're going to go through each group and we're going to pick who are the two teams that are going to be advancing into the new group just by their kit. You know, we're going to put away all biases when it comes to, you know, soccer players and who we like, who we don't like, soccer styles. Do we like, you know, this coach better, or, you know, we don't know this coach, therefore, you know, I don't know where they're going to play. We're not going to go by the name of the team, the ranking of the team. We're going to go strictly by the not the colors, but, you know, this is going to be very, like a very personal opinion, but it is what it is. But we're going to do this every week. We're going to jump in. We're going to pick a team. Pick a group, go through their jerseys, pick two winners that are going to move to the next round. And then you're just going to do that. And then, you know, we're going to throw a little poll. Maybe we can probably do like a 24-hour, 48-hour poll on Twitter or something like that. And you guys get to decide, you know, which ones you like better in that group. And then if not, then, you know, you can kind of tell me which, if I'm wrong, I'm right, or, you know, what your opinion is, right? So this is going to be my opinion. We're going to go through each kit. And without further ado, I've been rambling for a long time for the intro, but let's get to it. Group A, let's hit it. And like I said, Group A. And let's talk about Group A. Who's in Group A? So we have obviously the host, Qatar. They are coming in. And actually, well, let me tell you the teams, right? So Qatar is obviously in Group A. Ecuador is going to be playing also in Team A. Senegal is going to be also in Team A. And then the Netherlands. So I kind of did a little research, just a tiny bit, and I put their rankings, their FIFA rankings on there. So Qatar sitting at 48, Ecuador at 44, Senegal at 18, and the Netherlands at 8. So If we were going to go by numbers and whatever FIFA ranking they're on, obviously Netherlands and Senegal have the upper hand. If we're going to go by who we think are going to be the strongest, my personal opinion would be Netherlands, Ecuador. But we're not going to go by that. We're going to go strictly by jerseys. Even though I did look up all the jerseys, I did not really pay attention to them because I really want to break them down here on the Potty Waddy. So without further ado, let me look up the first jersey, which I have them saved here in a little folder as Group A jerseys. And they should be coming up on your screen. So we're going to go with the host. We're going to go full Qatar. So let me open it up so I can see myself. Okay, so here we go. So Qatar, obviously, home and away. If I'm not mistaken, that reddish one is going to be the home and the white one is going to be away. That is just my guess. Off the bat, I guess the first thing that kind of comes to mind is the simplicity of these Nike kits. They're pretty, solid colors. One red, one white, or maroon, or whatever color they are. The Qatari Football Association. But also their logo. The Qatari Football Association has a very interesting logo, which, if you are just listening, is basically a circle. And then it looks like what are they called? The records, like old school records, the giant, black records with the white, in the middle, or usually a different color in the middle. So it looks like a giant record, kind of like that. And then if you were to think of a pie chart type thing, from the 10 o'clock basically to like the 2 o'clock is all white, if you look at a clock, and then the rest of it is all the red or maroon that they have. In the middle, they have a soccer ball, which has like some type of, kind of Arabic design to it, which is, it looks like an Adidas ball. So it's funny enough because they are sponsored by Nike and they have like an Adidas looking ball. The QFA, the Qatari Football Association, right under the ball. Still everything under this ring or, record or whatever you may call it. And then on the top part of this ball, on the white part, it's, I'm guessing, some Arabic, Qatari, excuse my ignorance, but it's some type of writing, some type of symbols. So lettering, symbols, which actually I like Arabic or, this type of, I guess, can we say Middle Eastern type of writing? Is that the back? No, it looks like the back from the collar, but it's actually the front. One of the tiny details that kind of caught my attention from this red jersey that we're still kind of looking at is the sleeves. So if you go look at the sleeves, if hopefully it's still on the screen for you guys, it has the little kind of like checkered pattern that the flag has. So if you were to look at the Qatari flag, it's red and white, or maroon and white. And then where it does that distinction of colors, it has a little zigzag line. And that's what it has on the sleeve. So pretty dope red shirt. And then on the actual shirt itself, it has some type of lines, like a type of a design, which it looks like a soccer ball, like on the bottom left side. It's kind of straight. Well, it looks like a basketball, to be honest. It looks like a circle with like some lines on it. But I mean, it's interesting. I don't know how, strong those lines are going to be, but it's for sure, a nice clean kit. That's, simple. And the logo or the Federation logo, actually that has to be the back. Yeah, that looks like the red one, that has to be the back. Yeah, it can't be the front because you can see, I don't know if you guys can zoom in there, but like on the collar part of it, it looks kind of like the back side of the collar. So I'm guessing it's the back side, but it's still pretty nice and clean. Cause then you see on the white one, which it might actually, that one might be the home. It has, the Nike sign on the right side, the same logo that I described earlier, on the left side, like on the, the heart of the, on the side of the heart. And then it has some like round, like circle lines, kind of like, It looks like a, the first thing that comes to mind is like an oriental rug in a way, but it's like, but it looks like sand, and then it kind of fades into white and yellow. It's a very interesting look. I'm not a fan of it, to be honest. I'm more of a fan of that red one just because of that strong color red, you know. And then also it looks like that claret, you know, from Aston Villa. Shout out to Villa. but I mean, if I were to give it a, you know, a rating from 1 to 10, the red one for sure is a strong like 8 for me. The white one, it's kind of, you know, just white with like some weird lines and like designs, or like, you know, those, you know, when like in India they do the little hand like drawings or whatever. I don't know what they call. Something. I was gonna say something, but I don't think is the right name for it. But you know, I'm pretty sure you've seen it. You know, like when you were in high school, and then you know, these girls, they thought they were cool, and they wanted to like, you know, culturally appropriate somebody else's culture, and they come, you know, the next day with their hand with a bunch of flowers and paintings on their fingers and stuff like that, and they have it for like a month because they can't wash it off and stuff like that. Well, that's what it looks like in a way, but it's not really that, but it's all over the jersey, but it's kind of weird. But so let's move on from the Qatari, the host of this World Cup, it's like literally here, right? So we're going to jump into the Ecuadorian trio of jerseys. They don't have two, they have three. And their motto for this for the World Cup is La piel, or la energía de todo un país, la piel de tu país. So the energy of a whole country, the skin of your country basically. So the yellow color is the most known when it comes to, you know, when you think of Ecuador, you think of the yellow. I think the brand of the maker is Marathon, which, talking to Sebastian, my good friend from Volt League, you know, Marathon is like I think, if I'm not mistaken, it is an Ecuadorian brand. But obviously they've been kind of like big in that region of the world, in like northern South America. So like you'll see it a lot with like Ecuador and Colombian teams, and like Peruvian teams, Venezuelan teams, like in that whole region, right? And then this one also, you know, Ecuador did a whole rebrand of their logo not too long ago, a few years back, and it's very interesting. Obviously, I can't remember the last one, but this one is, you know, moving into the whole simplistic style of lettering, and you know, people, you know, nowadays, you know, lettering and logos are super simple and just like straight to the point type thing. And then this one kind of looks like an eagle in a way, if you look at the logo, which is on the left side of where the heart should be, right? And then slightly over that, which is, I think, is a pretty nice detail, is like the Ecuadorian flag. Like it looks like a power bar, like, you know, when you're playing video games and you have like, you know, your life bar or power bar, but it's obviously divided into like the colors of the tricolor of the Ecuadorian flag, which is yellow, blue, and red. But the logo itself, like I said, is very simplistic. Like you see the FEF, Federación Ecuatoriana de Fútbol, but it also kind of gives you a vibe of like an eagle or like a big bird, which I think is like their national bird, some type of bird. I think it might be like something like a vulture or something like that. I'm not sure. I might be just botching it, but you know. And then the first thing that jumps at you is the two tones of yellow when it comes to this yellow jersey. So on the right side is like a very light yellow, and then on the left side it's kind of like a dark yellow. And it's a giant like zigzag line that cuts literally right through the middle that gives you the distinction of these two yellows. Which, it's a pretty bold move. I mean, I love, you know, full disclosure, my favorite color is yellow. I think yellow is pretty badass. And, like, if you can rock it well, it does, you know, it's a pretty powerful color. Especially with black. Black and yellow, oof. Like, it's my favorite. So, if there's any black and yellow jerseys out there, let me know so I can get it. But yeah, this one has a lot of it has a giant zigzag line down the middle, and then it has a bunch of, oh, actually, I see it now. It has like little square, like diamonds in the middle of the jersey, kind of going across, and then all these lines kind of ripple out of it. So it's like a ripple effect of these little diamonds that it has like dead in the center of the jersey. So pretty interesting design. Moving on to the blue one, which might be their second jersey, and it's more of a traditional, like, so it's all blue, like a really nice tone, dark blue. And then on the, like, which is like the background, and then like the forefront is a, it's a nice like tribal design with a, you know, with a slightly lighter blue, I guess we can say, right? And then the logo of the country, the badge, and then the Marathon, there, the Marathon being the brand, those are both white. So everything else is white. All the letterings, all the details is white. So it's blue and white. But it's a cool design. I mean, it's, you know, it's nothing. Honestly, it's just like a bunch of tribal, but it kind of plays into, I guess, the indigenous cultures of Ecuador. You know, Ecuador, it's, you know, part of the country is in the Amazon. So obviously it has a lot of strong, you know, what's it called? Not Indian, not ethnic. what's it called? Well, I just said the word. Well, you know what I mean? Like indigenous people, indigenous cultures, you know, I think they were part of the Inca, if I'm not mistaken, Inca kingdom and everything like that. So, you know, that influence kind of plays into it. So it's a pretty nice shirt. I think the, and then it also has kind of lines that look like thumbprint. So it's pretty cool play into like the whole, you know, what's it called? Damn, today I'm forgetting all the words, dude. Into like the, like kind of telling you where you're from. It's kind of telling a story. So it's pretty cool when like jerseys kind of tell the story, right? So that one is kind of telling you the story of like your roots, where you're from. And then we have a third jersey, which is the all white jersey. And the logo of the badge is blue with the, you know, the little yellow golden accents. And then the Marathon is in blue as well. Is that dark blue from that other jersey. And then it kind of has like some stripes going down. Like very thin stripes going down. But obviously they're all in white. So it doesn't really stand out unless you really, oh my bad, really look into it. But you know, they're all pretty solid colors. You know, you have your yellow, your blue, and then your white. I think it would have been cool, I guess, maybe if they would have done like a red one to kind of stay with the theme of the flag. But then again, you know, red could be overplayed. A lot of countries wear red, so going with the, you know, yellow, blue, white, I think is a pretty good trio. The whole, you know, identity and kind of being, you know, in touch with the roots and touch, you know, with the energy of the country and just kind of being, you know, proud of who you are as a country. It's pretty cool. And I think it plays with it. I think the whole tribal theme kind of goes through it. So if I were to rate it, I would also rate it a good 8. I think for the trio itself is at 8. I'm going to change Qatar's to maybe like a 6 just because of the simplicity and you know, I, maybe if I had more background story, I'd probably give it a higher, but we'll go 6, 6.5. And then on this one, we'll go a good solid 8. Cause I think it's a pretty good story behind it. Once you look at the big picture, right? The Qatari one, the Nike one, it didn't say much, but this one from Ecuador, it kind of gives you a whole story. And if you see the whole presentation there, it kind of gives you a whole presentation of what it is and stuff like that, right? So moving on to the third country in this team, in this group, which is Senegal. And we're going to go with the white one first. They actually have two, but in two different pictures. So this one's actually pretty dope. Puma is the one that is doing their kits. And it's very simplistic. It's very, you know, it's a white jersey. And then right on the chest part of it, you know, you have your Puma on the right. And you have your Senegal crest on the left, which is a lion, and the mane of the lion, it's a lion in a circle, and then the mane of the lion is red on top, yellow in the middle, and then green on the lower section of the mane of the lion. So pretty dope colors there. And then the accent of it on the collar, you know, it's a simple collar, and then on the sleeves, it has the same, you know, three stripe of green, yellow, and red on both sides. on all three sides. So like on the collar and then on both sleeves. And then kind of going across the chest, you have a very thin, like a big, like line, franja, like a big line going across the chest of a yellow, like a really nice bold yellow. And then on top of that yellow, you have a thinner stripe of green. And then on the bottom of the yellow, you have a thin stripe of red. So pretty simple, yet very like strong, very not Jamaican vibes, but you know, it gives you that whole Western Africa, the whole, it kind of gives you like a party vibe. And you know, like it'll be cool to rock this jersey. It will be a one to rock just because the colors are so vibrant. And, you know, kind of gives you that Ajax, you know, three little birds kind of feel to it. You know what I mean? So it pretty festive in a way to this white jersey. And then the white part of the jersey, which is mostly the jersey, is all white. You know, there's nothing to it. But I think Puma kind of went pretty good on just keeping it in the minimal, keep it minimal colors in a way. But then simple concept of just like a big stripe across the chest, kind of to highlight, you know, the heart of the lion, maybe. I don't know. I'm just kind of adding words to it. But I think that the details, you know, the devil's in the details. And I think the details of the collar and the sleeves are pretty dope. So, pretty. I like this one. This one's a strong 8, you know, close to 9. And we're going to look at the away jersey. So, Puma kind of had this weird concept for all their jerseys where they have like a plain shirt. And then in the middle, it has some type of weird like FIFA, you know, like FIFA card style crest to it. And to be honest, I'm not a really big fan of these Puma jerseys. So this one is, it's kind of like something I would design in a way, just very simplistic, very, I would say dumb, but you know, I don't want to be mean, but it's just kind of weird. I guess you have to get used to it. It looks like a t-shirt. You know, I have actually a couple of t-shirts of the U.S. men's national team, and it's just like a plain t-shirt, like a Nike t-shirt. It has like a number 10 on one side. It has the Nike swoosh on the other. And then on the back, both of them are actually Donovan. So it has a 10 and then the Donovan on the back. But, you know, it's kind of like to recreate a jersey, but being a t-shirt, you know, when you usually buy those, like, you know, if you go to Academy or Dick's Sporting Woods or Dick's Sporting Woods, I said, not Goods, Woods. So it gives you more of a t-shirt vibe. You know, there's just random weird logo. So let me go ahead and describe it for the ones listening. So it's an all green shirt with a green stripe down the middle, like a darker green down the middle. So picture that, all green, a greener or a dark green down the middle, just going all the way down from the collar all the way to the bottom. And then in the middle, it has like some type of crest, like kind of like picture, if you can, kind of like the U.S. crest, like just the outside of it, you know, that kind of design, you know, a square on top and then kind of like a diamond on the bottom type thing. And then the top part is actually just red, which has in the middle of it, it has the lion that I described earlier, in a circle with the red, yellow and green mane. And then there, you know, that top section is actually red. And then so you have the lion in the middle. On the right side, you have the flag of Senegal. And then on the left, it just says, you know, Senegal Lions. But you can only see the lions part of it. So it's just kind of written on it. And then you have, you know, the bottom outline of it is yellow. And then you have a big, bold number in the middle, this one being a 10, like right in the center of it, you know, with a yellow coloring or yellow fill to it. And then the Puma right above the crest. So to me, I don't like this one a lot, to be honest. Maybe I have to get used to it. But then, you know, I was able to catch some of the other ones that are sponsored by Puma. And they all have like a theme to them. You know, they're slightly different, but they all have the same theme to them. I know, you know, companies do this. But this one is not my favorite. This one, I would give it a 4, to be honest. I was going to say 5, but honestly, it's just a 4. Green is not a great color, in my opinion. And I know, you know, they have their flag is green and stuff like that. But I think they could have played it a little bit better. But, you know, we'll see. Maybe another country that has green, you know, can play it better. And then we'll kind of come back to this one or whatever. So that was the two jerseys. I think in a complete package, if we were to put them together with a strong eight in, you know, in the white jersey, and then this green one being a four, I think we're gonna have to be, we're gonna have to go a seven, and a six and a half. We'll go 6.5 just because we have to pair them together, and I think the white one kind of, you know, holds it strong. And then the green one just kind of comes and tears everything down. So we're going to give them a 6.5. I should write these down. So let me get my pencil out. So we're going to go. Sorry, but 6.5 Senegal. And then I forgot what I said for Ecuador, to be honest. But I think I said 8 for Senegal. Or not Senegal. Ecuador. Just because of the trio and the whole like history behind it. And it kind of tells you a story in a way, right? With the colors and the jerseys. And it's three of them. And they're simple. Like, they're simplistic, but they're pretty dope. And then the Qatari, I think we gave the trio like a 7 or 6.5. So we're going to put 6.5. Not the trio, it's a pair. And then we're going to go into our last team, the Netherlands. The Netherlands, the lands of the nether, under, or something like that. Países Bajos in Spanish. So we're going to go. They also have two jerseys. So we're going to go with this simple blue one. So it's like a royal blue. And then they have the lion on the left. You know, the little crest of the lion, which is freaking dope. I love that lion. I love lion crests. I think they're amazing. Like the England one and then this one. And then on the right, it has the Nike swoosh. And then it has like some accents on the sleeves. But this one, and then the interesting thing about Nike nowadays is that they're trying to like reinvent the collar. I don't know if you guys watch the US Open, the tennis competition. But they were, so all the guys that were sponsored by Nike, they had like a square collar. Like they were coming out with these square collars. And then this, it has like a... How can I describe this? It kind of looks like an M, you know, coming out of the collar, and it's black. So it's very, you know, it contrasts very well, you know, with this blue and black, but it actually makes the jersey very dark as well. And it gives you kind of like a, it gives you a feel of being, you know, like a square collar in a way. And then the under the armpits is also black. But this one actually gives you a training shirt feel. To me, right, it looks more like a workout, like a pre warm up shirt. That's what I mean. It doesn't really give me feels of being, you know, a strong, you know, World Cup contender team. And even though it has like, you know, it has like blue waves kind of going all across the jersey. Once you go deep into it, you know, these like performance, you know, kind of lines and designs to it. It's still hard to see. It's still kind of hard to see it. And this one kind of gives me training kit feels, you know, vibes. And I'm not much of a fan. I really like the orange accents on it, and I think they pop out really good. But I'm not a fan of the blue and the black. They kind of look good, but it gives me training feels. Maybe with the numbers. Maybe if they would have had the numbers in the front, it probably would have been better. You know, just having a bold, you know, number, like an orange number in the front would have been a lot better. But, you know, I don't work for Nike. But, hey, Nike, you can hire me. Even though I'm wearing Adidas right now. Hire me, bub. And then we're going to go with the away jersey. The away jersey, or actually this might be the home jersey because it's orange. This might be, oh, shit. Okay, never mind. My bad. This is probably one of the worst jerseys that I've seen in my life. It looks like a freaking... So the whole kit is orange. Like just orange that kind of turns into like a yellow in a way. It looks like you're watching the sun. It looks like you're staring at the sun. And you know how the sun is shiny? Like it looks like that. I remember my mom used to have some like gold curtains that were fugly as shit. And... it kind of gives me those vibes because they were like gold, like a gold color, and they were shiny. And it just kind of gives me those vibes of just ugly. So, I mean, let me just kind of go through the jersey. It's honestly, it's very plain. It's literally one color of yellow, orange, but like shiny. It looks like a leather couch in a way. And then the crest with the lion, and then the Nike swoosh is black, and then the crest of the lion is black, but then the lion itself is the same color as the jersey. So it kind of looks like a negative space. You know how they do that nowadays? So it's just kind of like the outline of the lion was stamped on the jersey itself. I'm not a fan of this one. I mean, maybe they look better in person. Maybe, you know, looking at it from a different perspective, it looks better. But the fact that the shorts and the socks are, you know, like a matte color, like they don't shine, and the jersey is like super shiny, it kind of throws it off for me. It literally looks like a leather couch in a way. So I'm not a big fan. I'm not a big fan of the blue one. I'm not a big fan of this one. So if I were to say, you know, rating alone on this, this is probably one of the worst combinations in my opinion. And we're going to have to go with a 3. So what? So let's break this down, right? So we went through all 4 teams, Qatar, Ecuador, Senegal, Netherlands. And if it were for jerseys alone, Ecuador will be top of the table. Ecuador is going straight through. They have at least some type of cohesion, if that's the word, to their stuff. And then the other one is going to be a really tough tie between Qatar and Senegal. Man, it's tough. It's tough because Senegal has a really strong, like a very strong white jersey with the colors. And then Qatar has a very strong red jersey with their little accent. The thing that throws me off from the Qatar is a white jersey with the weird, you know, sand color designs to it. And then the Senegal with the green, just kind of weird. And then just Puma coming out with these weird concepts. But honestly, I think it could rock better a green jersey than a white jersey with like sand color. So for that, I'm going to give it to, obviously, Ecuador is going to go in first. And then Senegal is going to go in second place. But Qatar, I think, in my opinion, it would have been the third best. Even though Qatar and Netherlands are both Nike, I think Qatar has a slight edge on the Netherlands. Just because the Netherlands kids don't look... It's like they don't look professional. They look more... The blue one looks straight up warmer kit, and then the orange one, you're just like quite giant question mark. So, you know, and we're just going to leave it at that. So Ecuador, Senegal, you know, first and second are going to go through. And then, you know, in the upcoming weeks, we're going to do Group B, Group C, Group D, Group E, F, G, H. So, you know, hopefully you guys stay tuned for that. Hopefully you guys enjoy this little thing. But we are back on the YouTubes. And I appreciate, like I said, all the time, appreciate you guys supporting and kind of keeping up. And let me know, you know, in the comments or wherever, you know, send me a DM. Which one do you think I'm wrong? You know, which ones would you pick in this Group A? Maybe in the next ones we can try and condense the potty-wotty. But, you know, for now, we're just going to keep it at that. So without further ado, 442, don't forget Instagram, Twitter, Chris Putalias. Follow your boy, Dynamo Theory. Podcast Network, and I hope to see you next week, but yeah, have a good one.